Hello, hello, my darling. Welcome back to the second ever episode of Love Sounds Like with me, Hannah Crawford. I'm a theatre producer and a coach, and this podcast is the place that I want you to be able to come back to whenever you want a little hug, a little bit of cheerleading, a little safe space to feel loved and supported and normalised and at home. So I'm really, really pleased to be back here just 24 hours after I recorded our first podcast episode yesterday. And I don't want to set a precedent, by the way, that there's going to be a new podcast every day, but I did want to do a couple of things. The first one was to provide just a few episodes to get us started. So if you do want to come and binge a bit of content and kind of decide whether or not I'm really for you and this is really the right space for you, then I thought it would be a good idea to have a few different goodies on offer for you to kind of consume at your own rate. And second of all, very personally, very selfishly for me, I really wanted to get the first, not just the first episode, but the first few episodes out the way and really get into a little bit of a rhythm before my brain had time to concoct some stories about why I shouldn't sit down again with a microphone and try and record more episodes. So we're here as a bit of an exercise in overcoming fear. And that is also the topic of today's podcast. So I have clients come to me very regularly and people that ask me questions in real life and in free advice sessions that I give. And many, many, many of their questions come back to the same thing. It comes back to fear in some capacity and actually our fear of fear. So fear manifests in loads of different ways. Anxiety manifests in procrastination, in overwhelm, in kind of avoidance of people or situations or tasks. And we all feel it. It's very natural. And fear is there to protect us. Like fundamentally, it's there as a mechanism that we have to protect us from harm or to minimize the harm that we might be experiencing. And we have a tendency, and I think we have this as a society, in fact, not just as individuals, but we have a tendency to push negative feelings like fear or like grief or like anger away because the concept kind of is that if I am not experiencing it, if I've locked it out and it's not dead in front of me, then I'm not feeling fear, or I'm not feeling grief, or I'm not feeling anger. And that is a misconception because, and don't quote me on the science of this because I can't remember, but I don't want to skim past it, but something like 96% of our brain is our subconscious mind, and only about 4% of it is our conscious mind. So the majority of the way that we move through the world, the way we think about things, the habits that we have, all the stuff, the way we operate as human beings is ruled by our subconscious mind. Only a tiny, tiny bit of it is ruled by our conscious mind at the front that we can sort of easily control and access. And so the thing is, when you push away strong emotions, we feel that when we're pushing them away, we're not experiencing them, but that's not what's happening because we are still experiencing them, but we're experiencing them in our subconscious brain. So it's still pervading and affecting everything we do. It's just that we're not doing anything about it and we can't understand it. We can't see it and we can't act on it. So that's what we want to kind of solve and tackle in this podcast. And what we're going to try and do is understand fear, name it, understand its role and what it's trying to do for us, and then just rationalize it and neutralize it. Because if we can neutralize a strong emotion by sort of bringing in some examples of why the crazy negative consequences that our brain is coming up with isn't true, and we can remind ourselves of all the ways in which we are in fact safe, we can begin to take the charge out of that negative emotion and out of that fear and allow ourselves to move forward. So, first of all, let's just establish what is fear. Fear is a heightened experience in your nervous system when your cavewoman brain, your subconscious brain, perceives a threat. You get physical symptoms of it. Your heart beats fast. You get a bit sweaty. Your breath kind of quickens up. You might get the shakes. And you tend to lose your kind of rational thought. You'll make decisions in a state of grief or fear or anger that you wouldn't make in a very regulated state, right? And you'll all know and you'll all have memories of when that has happened. The thing is, all of those mechanisms, all of the sweatiness, the heartbeat, the quickness of breath, all of that is there to facilitate one of the core threat responses, right? Fight or flight or freeze. And that inability to think that you get, that inability for rational thought, is actually just your cavewoman kind of clearing the way for intuitive actions, clearing the way for you to not think about and slow yourself down about what you're going to do next, but to act purely on instinct. So it might be your body getting you ready to run or getting you ready to freeze and keep as still as possible and play dead or whatever. You know, it's that sort of thing. And the thing is, these cavewoman type reactions are really effective and they're designed to respond to things like an attack on the tribe or a flood or a fire or a risk of abandonment when you and your newborn baby are going to be left out in the cold and rejected by the tribe. You know, that's what these responses are designed to do. The thing is, in 2024, we don't routinely come across those types of scenarios. We're dealing with stuff in the modern day, like arguments or emails or tasks or activities. And actually, at this point, I do want to take a moment to say that if you're listening to this and you're in a domestic abuse situation, an abusive relationship, poverty, a war zone, God forbid, those are very real and they're very physiological and immediate dangers. And we see you and we love you, and what's happening to you is not your fault. Parts of this episode are probably not designed to speak directly to what you're going through. I hope that you do get value from it and I hope that you stick around. But please know that when I say that our fears don't warrant the response that we're experiencing, I'm not invalidating what you're going through. So yeah, just keep that in mind. But I'm really pleased you're here and please stick around and we're with you. So yeah, we're dealing with modern problems, but our cavewoman brains are still kind of understanding those modern problems in a very rudimentary way in order to react the ways that we know how. So for example, me starting this podcast, I think a lot of the fear that was associated with that was my kind of inner cavewoman brain ultimately fearing kind of rejection and being rejected by the tribe and left out in the cold to die alone. Like, it was that feeling of digitally going out and stepping out in front of a room, a sea of people of innumerable number, we're going with it, unfathomable number, and being ready to just have everything that I think and say torn apart or ignored completely, you know. And so all the ways that I was, all the reasons I was coming up with not to start the podcast or all the procrastination was actually not based on rational stuff in the modern day to day, but based on my inner subconscious fears, as we've discussed, about being rejected or left out in the cold or kind of having these big oldie worldie threats. You might also experience it, for example, if you're going to a networking event, that's also essentially you're risking rejection. You're walking into a space where there's a load of unknown people. They might be from your tribe, they might be from another tribe, they might hate you on sight, they might shoot down things that you're saying, maybe nobody will talk to you. You know, all these things, it really taps into our cavewoman's understanding of putting ourselves in an unfamiliar and an unknown situation with other unknown people. Now, we can't get rid of our cavewoman brains, and neither should we, but we can learn to get cozy with the fear, to understand it, and then we can set it down, we can neutralize it. So this is where we get to the tangible stuff of this episode, and this is what I love doing. So if you were coming into a coaching session directly with me, we would, through conversation, sort of identify what the real fear right at the bottom of this thing was, that's relevant to a particular task that you were struggling with at the moment or a particular concept you were struggling with. And through conversation, we'd sort of figure it out. And I would absolutely encourage you to do that with trusted friends or colleagues or coworkers or managers, whoever it is in your life that is best placed to do that. But you don't need anybody else to do this within in conversation. You can actually tackle and neutralize fear just by yourself. And my favorite way to do this is journaling, and it's doing something kind of called a negative consequences exercise. So as we've talked about, the thing that you're afraid of, or the thing that you're procrastinating, or the thing that you're overwhelmed by, or the thing that you're avoiding, it's actually probably not that thing and the most likely outcome that you're actually afraid of, that your kind of inner cavewoman is actually afraid of. It's much more likely to be a whole host of totally irrational consequences that your inner cavewoman is saving up for you and laying down as the bedrock as to why you can't move forward. And so journaling is a really, really, really useful tool to kind of unearth what those totally irrational fears are, witness them, and then say, yeah, that's not going to happen, is it? And if that's what I'm really scared of, once I've acknowledged that that's not going to happen, or that even if that does happen, I'm not going to die, like I'm going to be all right, we can start to neutralize that fear, take the information that we need from it, and then move forward with what we want to do. So what I want you to do is pick the thing that you are procrastinating against, or that you're overwhelmed by, or that you're avoiding, or that you're tempted to say no to because somebody's asked you to do something that you're scared of doing. Grab a pen and paper and list out, if I do this, these things might happen. And I just want you to let your pen go and go and go on the page. Or if you're doing this in a notes app on your phone or on your laptop, then your fingers are typing. And just keep writing and keep going until you're coming up with the wildest shit. And even as you're writing it, you might be like, this is irrational. But that's the point. Because ultimately, even if you're writing things down, thinking, this is insane, I don't really expect this to happen, if you're capable of writing it down, it lives in your mind somewhere. And if you can write out extensively, these are all the negative things that I can imagine happening, you're going to start to get a real picture of like, oh my God, no wonder that somewhere in my psyche and somewhere in my physiology, I'm really resisting this, because I really, somewhere in my brain, somewhere in my body, I really think these things might happen. Fair. And when you're able to witness the real fears and the real consequences that live somewhere inside your mind, you can kind of give yourself a bit of a hug and say, God, that's really intense. Like, I'm sorry that I've not been paying attention to the things that really scare you. I'm sorry that you're scared of those things. Those aren't going to happen. We're going to be okay. And that's a lovely moment where you get to read through what you've written or acknowledge what you've written. Sometimes it's actually not best to go back and read through everything you've written because it might be intelligible. But also, I don't want you to start writing as if you're going to read it back and it's got to be a creative writing exercise. You're not writing this to present anywhere or to anyone. You're just writing it to get your thoughts out onto the page. But going back and considering what you've written or witnessing it as it comes through your pen, you have an opportunity to say, do you know what? Thank you, fear. Thank you for trying to protect me. Thank you for surveying all the potential threats that may come from what I need to do. I appreciate that you're trying to protect me, and I know that you love me, but I don't actually need you to protect me this time. I've got this. I know what I'm doing. These things are not going to happen. These things might happen. There could be some things on your list that you're like, yeah, that might happen, and I might feel this way because of it. And then what happens when I wake up the next day? I'm still living, I'm still breathing, I'm still vibing, I'm still thriving. You will start to realize that amid all the catastrophic stuff that's definitely not going to happen, that is the weird and wonderful irrational fears that your mind comes up with, there's also just fears that you have that when you think all the way through to the end of them and then on to the next day when you wake up after they've happened, you realize that you also will not die because of those slightly more modern day fears that you have or consequences that you think might happen. So once you've journaled all this out, and once you've sort of explored every possible negative consequence and you've acknowledged it and you've held space for it and you've said, thank you, but I don't need that anymore, you might still feel like it's taking up some space inside you. You might still feel like the kind of the feeling or the dread, some of the physiological symptoms aren't really gone. And that's when something called EFT tapping, sometimes called EFT, emotional freedom technique, sometimes called tapping, comes in. And I'm going to link some resources that you can go and view on YouTube on this, but it's basically a process by which you tap with just a couple of fingers on your dominant hand, various pressure points around your torso and on the karate chop point of your hand, and you speak out some of the fears that you have, followed by the phrase, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And it sounds very woo-woo, and you're totally within your rights to not believe in it. I'm not even asking you to believe that it works. I'm just asking you to take yourself through the process, because it's a really powerful practice for engaging your body, your physical self, and alleviating and discharging some of the physiological symptoms that still exist around the fears that you may not have even known that you had before you started this exercise. So I'm really interested to know, once you've identified something that you're scared of, and once you've journaled out all the negative consequences, and you've gone through them and you've said, thank you for trying to protect me, but I don't need you anymore. You can go now. I've got this. And then you've gone through all the remaining fears, all the remaining feelings, all the remaining tensions and tapped them out using EFT tapping, I'm really, really, really interested to hear how you feel afterwards. So at this point, once you've done those two things, you'll probably find, you'll most likely find, or you'll definitely find that you have neutralized some layer of the fear. Now, saying that, I'm not suggesting that you just need to do this once. This may be a practice that you need to repeat again and again and again, because you're always going to find new fears when you encounter new situations and you encounter new challenges and new achievements. You'll find new fears that you didn't know were there before. But also, it might take a few times of doing this, a few repetitions, to really clear, to really, really get to a position where you're like, I don't believe that that negative consequence is possible anymore. Not in my conscious brain, not in my subconscious brain, not in my body. That's not happening anymore. That might take a few goes and a few repetitions, which is fine. But if you want to supercharge these results, what I would encourage you to do is pair those actions at the end with a gratitude practice. So what that does is it clears all the shit and the trash out of the way of your subconscious that's getting in the way of you getting on with this thing. And then a gratitude list, by making a gratitude list and speaking it out, will finally give you an injection of dopamine and serotonin to drive you forward into action. And that is really what we want to experience, right? We want to go from fear and blockages straight into action and getting the thing out there in the world and getting it done and accomplished. That's what we want. So what you're going to do then is take whatever task it is that's currently on your plate and that you've just done the negative consequences and the journaling exercises on, and you're going to write out 10 gratitude statements, and you're going to phrase them in this way. You're going to say, thank you, thank you, thank you for this, because, and then you're going to say why you're grateful for the thing. So for example, with this podcast, my gratitude list might have sounded something like this. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the microphone, which I already own, which is going to allow me to effectively record great material and upload it to my laptop and actually publish the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the hosting platforms that make it so incredibly easy for me to host and post a podcast on the internet. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my laptop, which facilitates all of the work I do, not just the podcast, but allows me to do everything so much more easily and from the comfort of my own home. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the internet connection that I have that makes all of this possible, because without that, my podcast, even if it's wonderful, would never leave my laptop. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the comfortable chair that I sit in while I do this, /cupboard/sofa/ whatever I happen to be sitting on. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the glass of water that I have next to me while I record this podcast. That means that you're not hearing loads of really horrible, horrible, horrible mouth sounds while I record. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the kettle that sits in my kitchen that allows me to have a cup of tea while I record this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you to every single person that's going to listen to this podcast. Do you see where I'm going with this? So you're going to take every single component, anything that you can think about, from the clean air that we're breathing to very specific bits of tech or very specific people or very specific resources that you have around the thing that you're procrastinating, and you're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you for this, because, or which allows me to, or which facilitates X. And once you've written those out, you're going to speak them aloud. So you might have to go off into the toilets if you're trying to do this at work or in public, or if you're doing it on a train or you're doing it in public and you're walking down the street. I get very, very good now at saying these things under my breath without really moving my mouth, so I don't become one of those crazies that's wandering down the street just talking to themselves out loud. It's not quite that, but I do find ways to very surreptitiously speak these things out into the world and get them off the page and get them into the world. So speaking each of those sentences out loud, you may feel that once you've got to the end of your 10 that you already wrote down in your list, you might just keep going. And I often do that. I'll kind of keep going until I get distracted. So that's all I have for you today, is negative consequences, journaling out your negative consequences about the fear, EFT tapping to release the physiological remnants of the fear that's still abiding within you, and finally finishing it off with a gratitude list, which is going to give you the dopamine and the serotonin to spur you into action. So That's all for this evening, folks. Thank you so much for joining me again. Please let me know how you get on with any of these tips. I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch via the website, via the Instagram, via the Twitter. All of those are linked in the show notes. On Instagram, I'm at Hannah Crawford Coaching. And on Twitter, I'm at Hannah C Coach. And the website is just hannahcrawford.org. If you haven't already, please give this podcast a follow or a subscribe or whatever it is on whatever platform you're listening. And please leave a review, preferably a 5-star one, if you enjoyed it, so other people can find the podcast. That would be really brilliant. If you didn't enjoy it, please don't worry about a review. That would be just fine. You can just go with love. Thank you for being here. If you really want to, leave a question for me that you want me to answer in the review. And if you've given me a 5-star review and you've left a question inside it, I will absolutely answer it with priority. You have my promise on that. So thank you for joining me. Have a lovely week ahead whenever you're listening to this. And I will see you very soon. Bye.